Boris government, releasing report on ethnicity of rape gangs not in public interest, ministers need safe space. By Jack Montgomery on February 23, 2020. Boris Johnson's government has refused to release a report on the ethnic background of grooming gangs, saying it is not in the public interest and would deprive ministers of a safe space to shape policy. The grooming gangs investigation was announced by Sajid Javid, the former Home Secretary, in 2018, with a pledge that he would not let cultural or political sensitivities get in the way of understanding the problem and doing something about it. The promised transparency soon evaporated, however, with Home Office bureaucrats deciding that the report would in fact remain internal, and top-level politicians and parliamentarians representing constituencies plagued by grooming gangs questioning whether a real investigation was even carried out. Now attempts by the left-wing independent news website to have the report disclosed under the Freedom of Information Act have foundered, with the Home Office, now led by Preeti Patel, insisting it is not in the public interest. One of the main purposes of exemptions from the Freedom of Information Act is to protect the safe space necessary for ministers and officials to consider policy options in private without risk of premature disclosure. Read the response to the Independent from Johnson's notionally right-wing government. Disclosure would risk preempting decisions still to be made by ministers. In addition, the information could be misleading if made public and used out of context, the missive claimed. Officials also claimed, somewhat dubiously, that operationally sensitive information in the requested information could threaten ongoing police investigations. Although why general information on the ethnic background of grooming gang members would jeopardize any particular operation was left unclear. Independent research by outfits such as the counter-extremism think tank Quilliam have tended to confirm the popular perception that groomers are overwhelmingly Muslim men with roots in Islamic countries, particularly Pakistan and the South Asia region, and their victims overwhelmingly white. Police, prosecutors, and local government were for decades extremely reluctant to confront the issue, suggesting to some victims' parents, in defiance of the law, that the groomers' underage victims had consented, or that taking action would damage community relations or give succor to anti-immigration forces. However, even after the scandal finally broke, with official probes denouncing the inaction, although not actually punishing anyone for it, and groomers tried and imprisoned, normally for short terms sold to the public as extravagantly punitive through creative reporting, for their historic offences, the authorities are still not always forthright about the issue. In Scotland, for example, the police reportedly kept a grooming gang comprised of Middle Eastern and North African asylum seekers secret. The mainstream media, for its part, has gone back to largely ignoring child grooming, with the BBC in particular having a tendency to report on convictions, but only in obscure sub-region sections of its website, and typically no reference to the groomer's ethnic or religious backgrounds. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.